Social media haters attack Christian college over biblical LGBTQ polices after basketball team's 108-14 loss. By Warner Todd Houston on December 12, 2023. A Christian college in Minnesota became a target of attack over its Bible-based LGBTQ restrictions after its basketball team suffered an embarrassing loss to North Dakota State on Sunday. Oak Hills Christian College in Bemidji, Minnesota, suffered a serious thrashing at the hands of ND State in the Northern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference game that saw the college lose by an incredible score of 108-14. After the game's final score was posted to X, though, the haters swarmed the report and used the loss as an excuse to attack Oak Hills for its policies against the radical gay agenda, Fox News reported. For instance, Boardroom's Russell Steinberg went on the attack by posting the school's LGBT prohibitions, writing, "Here's the thing, Oak Hills Christian is a homophobic institution that was granted a Title IX exemption to be allowed to discriminate against homosexual students. I wish they lost by more. Quite frankly, NDSU should have scored more." pic.twitter.com/xqsrpsdbl6. Basketball fan of maybe the Sixers, at DrewM5, December 10, 2023. Many others also slammed the Christian school. One wrote that NDSU should have run up the score worse. Another wrote, "I almost felt bad until I looked up the school." Still another hatefully wrote, "Beating a school that doesn't allow LGBTQ people by 96 is them doing God's work." The school has an official position on human sexuality and so-called gender identity on its school website. "We uphold the sanctity of marriage as God ordained, a special union between a biological man and a biological woman, within which sexual relations are honored and affirmed by God," the school says. "We have the conviction that all sexual unions outside of marriage as thus defined are sinful. In dealing with sexual sins outside of marriage, we must be attentive to Scripture and therefore consistent in applying Oak Hills community policies to both heterosexual and homosexual situations. We affirm that God's original and ongoing intent and action is the creation of humanity manifest as two distinct sexes, male and female. However, due to sin and human brokenness, our experience of our sex and gender is not always that which God the Creator originally designed. We further affirm God's capacity to heal and transform our brokenness. With this foundational understanding of creation, sin and redemption, we do not affirm the resolution of tension between one's biological sex and one's experience of gender by the adoption of a psychological identity discordant with one's birth sex. Nor do we affirm attempts to change one's given biological birth sex via medical intervention in favor of the identity of the opposite sex or of an indeterminate identity. Our obligation before God is to love all persons, understanding such love in the context of the truth of God's Word. In that light, we will demonstrate civility and compassion as we engage in dialogue with others on these issues seeking to embody the gentle and patient love of Christ. We believe that all human beings are made in the image of God and, therefore, have dignity and worth," OHCC statement of faith. "Even though we may disagree with some and even though some may come under discipline for violating Oak Hills community standards for biblical living." The school also says it bases its staffing, student policies, and employment decisions on the position statement. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.